making the world all the time, we may not realize how much we make the world, but we make the world by the way we see the world and the way we see ourselves and the way we look at the world. We are actually creating the world by looking at it, by our the way our mind constructs reality, forms reality based on what we learnt and conditioning. So our mind is forming all the time reality. And compassion allows us to, in a way, form a more beautiful world. And I do like the image from the Kabbalah that God made the world on the basis of din, on the basis of laws, and it collapsed. didn't last 1 minute. And I really like that image. So it needed rachamim, and rachamim is not in the old Hebrew. I think it's a very nice word, actually. The biblical Hebrew of rachamim is lovely. Firstly, it's a name of God, so therefore it's kadosh and high and pure. And secondly, it comes from rechem, the word for womb. It has, actually, rachamim is rechemim. Is more than one rechem. It's really nice. But then what happened is that the God made the world from, this is, you know, Jewish mythology, from din, and it didn't last 1 minute. It was frozen. You cannot make the world like that. So it needed rachamim, and then the world could survive. So din and rachamim is equal in the sefirot. They are together. So when we develop spiritually, we do need to see that and to feel constantly that the compassion is the active side of our spiritual development, and that we need to kind of keep developing compassion along with development of consciousness and awareness. And they go really side by side. There isn't, we need to have, they're not always the same. Sometimes we can go here with one and then sometimes like that. This is fine. But they really need to go together. I do remember those of you who are religious, been to yeshiva and so on, will know the story of Shimon bar Yochai, which I think is a lovely story. But after many, many years in the cave, developing his spiritual insight, he went out and he immediately got angry because people were doing agriculture on Shabbat or something like that. And he just started to curse them. And his son, I think it's his son, I don't remember the story exactly, his son said, "No, you're not ready, go back to the cave." Because you had awareness, your awareness was up here and your compassion was down here. They have to be the same. So I think that's a message for all of us.